Welcome to Somehow We Manage. I'm Deanna Miller, Marketing Director and Facilitator of this amazing podcast, with our hosts, Ellie Gould and Cody McMichael.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody. Happy 2023.
This is
our first podcast of the year.
It's like the kickoff episode.
I know.
Oh, yay, my goodness.
Kickoff episode.
I love it.
Heck yeah.
We also have a fantastic guest here with us today, our mystery voice, Lena. You want to say hello?
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you.
Yes.
You're like our first guest that doesn't work in the office.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's absolutely nice. Everybody
so I'm
else.
The guinea pig.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody else is either like an owner or John or Danny. But So what's new with everybody this week, 2023?
Lots of basketball trades is what's new with me.
You know what? I'm surprised we didn't get a text from you last night.
I only texted John.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, yeah, Ellie, I know. Get it. Cool. Please don't talk to me about Russell Westbrook.
Oh, gosh.
You only texted John.
Yes.
So you spared the rest of us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course. I mean, it was like 8 p.m. and I was like, guess what, John? But he texted me the day before and was like, congratulations to LeBron. And I was like, thank you. Mm-hmm. As if I'm related to him, you know, taking the...
Well, that's you kind it, of act it. Like
only-
you're...
part that I know of anything you've been talking about so far. I know
LeBron.
He beat that record.
Yep. Yeah, and that record was held for 40 years, so go him. That's a big record to pass. Yeah. And I don't think anybody's going to pass him for a long time coming, at
least.
It'll
be a while.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a challenge. What's new with you, Cody? How's the baby?
Baby's good. Baby's getting big. 4 months now.
Oh my goodness. And you still haven't brought him to meet me.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just trucking along and loving life and... You know, things are good. Things are really good. Yeah. I think we always talk about the babies every time we...
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's probably the most interesting thing that you've got going on. is the babies that I care about, so...
Yeah. With Seeger, we finally... Not finally. I guess finally. We experienced the terrible two tantrum for the first time.
Ooh.
We, like, went to the zoo, and everything was great, and then all of a sudden, everything was not great.
Yes. I loved that picture that Coley posted.
I know.
Like, this is the vibe or whatever was of our visit to the zoo.
And it was
his
like,
face is just like, rah!
He's like, just, it was okay. And had to, like, firefighter carry him. We made the decision. We're like, we're those parents right now. We are those parents.
I've been there.
Oh, I'm
everybody's
sure.
been. Oh, yeah. You'll get there eventually.
Yeah, one day, Ellie. And it was like,
might cross my fingers.
We just looked at each other and went, we have to leave. Like, there's no option here.
So this can't keep happening.
Picked him up, and he screamed the whole way out, and everyone...
Everybody's like, slow clap.
You did it.
You did it. Good job.
We're here.
You made a choice.
Mine was
all been there.
At the mall.
I had to do it at the mall. Out of the Disney store.
Oh, man. That's an experience.
Oh, man.
Mine, when he was almost two, was at Target.
Yep.
Like, flipped out because I wouldn't buy him a kitchen tool.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even cook.
this one was no reason.
Was it about 4 o'clock?
No, it was morning. It was in the morning. Yeah, we went down in the morning. We went to the Santa Barbara Zoo.
Right.
Which we love.
That's great.
And he was all pumped up in the car. We're going to go on a train. We're going to do this. He was all excited. And we were about an hour in. And all of a sudden, something snapped.
No bueno.
The only saving grace was the ducks in the pond. He was like chilling, watching the ducks and happy about that. And I was like, oh, okay, we might be okay. And then we tried to transition to something else.
Nope.
No reason. Nothing.
Not
he
allowed.
He was just having a bad day.
He said, I want ducks and ducks only.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Kids we learned have bad days.
We learned that's a normal thing for their development. And
totally.
It is what it is. So now we know.
Yep.
So this episode, we're focusing on some of our community interaction, the things we like to do. But because it is restaurant week here in SCV, I figured we could make it a restaurant week themed episode. So what is everybody's favorite like go-to place when they just need to eat and they don't want to cook?
Well, because Lena's here, I will say
Wolf Creek. We can't all say Wolf Creek.
But it's true, though. It is true. I'm not trying to get brownie points with Lena. But
Let me hand you a tissue.
It's very true. Wolf Creek is one of the go-tos. Just because it's local, it's you know, it's fresh cooked stuff. It feels like home when you eat there.
Yeah, totally.
And then I'd have to say if I want to get fancy, Old Town Junction's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Junction's good. Yeah. It's like a once in a few month kind of thing for me. Mm-hmm. But Junction's good. I also, too, besides Wolf Creek, I love Wolf Creek. But I also, too, really love Marston's. I like
same. Marston's.
I really love Marston's.
Oh, yes.
And I had a super great experience there last, maybe, I want to say two. No, it was before COVID, actually, a while ago.
So
I went the
years
day,
ago.
Yeah, right. Honestly, I went the day before Valentine's Day with Merrick, and we were sitting there waiting, and I didn't think anything of it. In all honesty, I was like, "Yeah, no, this is a normal wait time." And our waiter came up to us, and she was like, "I'm so sorry about the wait. Here's a free bottle of wine on us of how long you've been waiting."
Yeah.
And I was like, "I didn't even notice I was waiting." So I wrote them like the best Yelp review, and I love them thoroughly.
That's amazing.
Best experience for pre-Valentine's Day dinner. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You gotta love the small business, like
the charm.
The charm of it. They genuinely want you to have a good time. Mm-hmm. They're genuinely thinking about you. I love that. Lena, do you have a favorite restaurant besides your own?
I love Marston's and Salt Creek. I go to a lot. I basically like to support the independents.
Yeah. Yes.
So anywhere, Olive Terrace, yes. I will go. I love Piccolo, both of them.
I've never been.
Both. Piccolo
both
Trattoria
so
and Osteria are
both.
Oh,
wait, no, there's one in Canyon Country, huh?
That's the Trattoria.
Yes, I have been.
And I think they do a great job. I'm Italian, half Italian, so, and I like their style of Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
Junction is definitely, and then down in New Hall, I like Brewery Draconum as well.
Oh, yes.
I've never been there yet.
And I love the pizza at Pocock.
Oh, I know. I just had my first Pocock pizza last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It was so dang good.
They built that
and I had a
during COVID because they had to have food.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then it just turned into this staple.
Well, they moved up the plans for it because they had sort of been talking about it, and then it was like, well, now we have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it really opened up a lot for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's great to support the independent local businesses. I think it's so important. You know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is supporting the local economy and making sure that, you know, it's nice to go out to a corporate place every now and again, but I think when you realize that your neighbors, like I can walk to Neely's Skillet, mm-hmm, and I probably do every weekend.
You do.
I actually do every weekend because they're my neighbors. I live down the street from them, and they're, you know.
Oh, and their food's delicious.
Their food is delicious, mm-hmm, and they have bottomless bubbles for, you know, pretty inexpensive.
It's dangerous.
I didn't know that. I've
but
only
that's
done
why I walk. But yeah, I absolutely love it. So we're talking this week about SCV Restaurant Week. And it's super amazing. I love walking into the restaurants. Like I was just at Honu, which everybody knows John and Darla own.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just there for an event, and everybody's got these little things that say, ask us about our Restaurant Week specials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's awesome because like, I'm just like, oh, what are the specials?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I already know what I'm getting. I'm always getting a cold brew with the macadamia milk because I'm addicted.
Oh,
but
so good.
But it's always good to support our locally owned businesses. For those of you that don't know, Lena is the owner of Wolf Creek. And when I moved out here in 91, I think it was probably the best restaurant that came along that was like, this is food. We have food nearby. Because I lived off of Seiko and Decoro in that area. And it was like, there was none of that stuff. There was no these apartment buildings over here. This area didn't exist.
Yeah. I think that it was, we were the first tenants in that center.
Oh my goodness.
We opened April Fool's Day, 97. So
yeah.
I think that Ralph's probably opened about 6 months before we were there. So they would have been 96, but we were,
Yeah, we were so excited to have a grocery store nearby.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, woohoo! We lived here for 6 years and we finally got a grocery store.
Yeah, it was
and then we got Wolf Creek, and that's where like my mom was just like, every time we were going out to dinner, she's like, let's go to Wolf Creek. Let's go to Wolf Creek.
My boyfriend. I was like, come on, let's go to Wolf Creek.
We like that. We support that. I know. I will never forget the funniest story I have from Wolf Creek is we went there with a friend and he ordered the portobello mushroom burger, but he didn't realize it didn't have like an actual patty on it, and he got it and he was so stunned. And we were all laughing because we had like two beers prior to it, and we were like, ha, 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 you got tricked. But he didn't read it. Like, it blatantly says that it's just a mushroom burger.
It's just a mushroom burger, man.
I even think it says vegan or vegetarian next to it,
it
too.
And it's really good.
It's delicious. He's not the only one that's done that. I think it's delicious too, but
it's good.
It is something where a lot of the staff has learned that they need to make sure people just, and then half the people look at them like they're crazy, like, of course we know it's vegetarian, blah, blah, blah. But then there's a few that are like, oh, no, that's not what I want.
We have to clarify.
I love it. It was really good. I ended up eating it, actually, because he was like, do you want this? I want something else. And I was like, sure, I'll switch you.
Well, it tastes like a burger.
Yeah, no, it does. And I love mushrooms, personally, so.
I'm on that train. I'm on the mushroom train. I like it, too.
I know.
It's good stuff.
So before we got together today, I did a little bit of research. I did, like, a bunch of, like, we always do the Small Business Saturday support, which is nice. But I think it's one of the things I was reading in this Forbes article was that, you know, people don't realize that the economy gets strengthened when you support local businesses. Get off of your phone.
That was weird. Sorry. That should not have happened.
Get off of TikTok, buddy.
I don't know.
So there was some math in the article that sort of blew my mind a little bit. But, I mean, obviously, you know, we like to support local businesses. But the economist, the lady that was in this director of communications for the Business Alliance, Amy Hartzler, she said for every $100 that's spent at one of these local businesses, about $68 ends up staying in the community. So that's more than twice the amount that chains actually end up reinvesting into the community. So I think that's such an interesting thing is that when you're living in the community, you have a small business in the community, the money that you're putting into it ends up going right back into your community, which is completely different than a chain restaurant. Like, I have been volunteering with Single Mothers Outreach for Empowering Hearts this weekend. And we have so many local businesses that are like, take our stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you go to a chain restaurant and they're like, here's a few gift cards.
Or talk to corporate.
Right. Or here's the email address for the person who might get back to you. And then they don't. And then they wait till like a few days before and it's like, did you still need stuff? It's like, the event's tomorrow. What do you mean do I still need stuff?
I already found someone.
Yeah. But I mean, that's really like reinvesting in our kids, in your future children.
I know
you're gonna have a bunch of them.
Two is enough for me. But
I think for most local people, and that especially if you live in the community that you have your business in, then that for us anyway, that's our business model is supporting the community. As opposed to spending a lot of money on advertising. Yeah. We don't do a lot of that. We support a few very local community publications, but most of it is supporting nonprofits in the community and giving back in that way. And from when we first opened, our kind of philosophy was people didn't know who we were. So rather than do a bunch of page ads and I think or coupons or things like that, where I think people have a very different mindset when they walk in the door, if you've donated something to something that they care about, they are predisposed to like you, right?
Yeah.
And if they come in with a 2-for-1 coupon, they're predisposed to wonder why you have to give a 2-for-1 coupon. You must not be very good.
Yeah.
And so our philosophy was always like, I'd rather give it, have them come in the door, and then if we do our job right, then they come back.
Then they keep coming back, yeah.
Correct. I love that.
Yeah, totally. I think that's absolutely true, and I think that's one of the things that chain restaurants do constantly is that buy one entree, get one, and or, like, get a free dessert. Kids eat free Tuesdays. Like, there's very few restaurants out here that actually do a really good kids' meal.
Yeah.
And that is not just sad, like, sogginess.
I agree.
Salt Creek is one of them. Wolf Creek is one of them. Yeah. Like, there's very few places, though. And if you go to a chain, you're just getting, like, this, like, tiny little... Like, if it's a burger, I think I we went to a chain restaurant at the mall. I won't say anything bad about who it was, but I had my nephew with me, and he was just like ordered his cheeseburger and fries, and it came out on the tiniest little plate.
Oh,
he was,
man.
He was like 6 years old, and he was so sad. He was like, that's not a lot of food.
I guess something else,
at
too.
At six, yeah. If you say that.
He's like,
I know. You know, sometimes the 12-year-olds want to order off of it and then are surprised that it's not a lot of food.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
you're
well,
12.
Yeah.
I mean, you can order off of it, but it's designed for a child.
Yeah. I was honestly surprised the other day. I ordered a kid's Mickey pancake from Mama's Table. And because I didn't want like a huge big thing, but it was a big pancake. I was surprised. I was like, dang, man, my nephew could definitely put this down.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what's nice, I think, is that when you are involved in the community, you're a little bit more realistic, and it's not coming from like 10 levels up in corporate that's probably somewhere in the Midwest, and they've never been to Santa Clarita. They don't know who we are. They don't know half of the things about what kids are actually interested in. But I think it's so important, and one of the some of the things that there's like five things that they said helps with, you know, what local businesses liven up economies. So they create more jobs, which is absolutely amazing.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I love how downtown Newhall has just completely been revitalized.
Yeah,
you know, it's done a really good job with that.
Totally, it's so much fun to go there on the weekends now. When prior it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't an ideal location for me at least.
Wouldn't go.
Yeah, no. And then as I've gotten a little bit older, it's really fun. Like, I'm so excited. I still haven't tried Megan's Pub, but I really want to.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
I'm so excited to go try it. And then Brewery Draconium. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there either, but I'm so excited to try it.
Their little garden in the back is really nice.
And they have outdoor games and, like, fun stuff to do.
And I just went to Hard on Main. I guess I didn't just go there, but I went there a while back for the Bottomless Mimosa brunch that they were doing. I won tickets through What's Up SCV. And it was so much fun, and that's such a pretty location as
We do a lot of catering there.
Really?
Because it's mainly an event space.
Yeah.
And so my catering manager, Beth, does a lot of events there. We just did one last weekend.
Gorgeous.
As a matter of fact.
Oh, awesome.
Gorgeous. That's I love it there.
So cool. Well, like you said, Deanna, it creates more jobs. Miss Hartzler's article says local businesses create the majority of economic growth, employing about 77 million Americans. When you shop locally, the money stays local. And something about independent businesses that I love is you have local people working there. They have their neighbors come to eat and sit down and have a good time. And it just goes to show like what restaurants like Wolf Creek, and the people that work there genuinely love their job. And Lena, you've created a space where people just genuinely are happy at work. And I think that just goes to show how you treat people.
Yeah. It is important.
It is very important. And John would say the same thing about Honu, you know, how you treat your employees.
Oh, it's absolutely.
The most important thing.
One of the coolest things, I think, because, you know, like I've lived out here on and off since 1990, 91, is the creating of more jobs gives our teenagers far more opportunities than just Six Flags. Because when I was out here, it was either Six Flags or the mall. And
same.
That was it.
Yeah, right.
So it was like I worked at Six Flags, and my mom was like, this is not going to work.
No.
Because you don't have a car yet, and I'm picking you up at 11 o'clock at night, and this is not going to work. Find another job. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. I guess I don't operate rides anymore.
No. Well, and I think that's, for me, one of the nicest things is I have several families where all of the siblings have worked for me at some
that
point.
That is so sweet. So
cool. I can count at least five families where I've had more than two or more.
Yeah.
Currently, we just hired two hosts who both have sisters that are servers. They had started at hosts, and now they're servers at the restaurant. And I had a family of four come through my kitchen manager, chef, and he has a couple of brothers. We have a lot of the De La Cruz family works for me as well in different capacities. And so to me, that speaks the most. Like, if you're going to have your sibling come work,
into your workplace,
then that
yeah.
must mean that you're pretty happy where you are.
Totally.
Otherwise, you wouldn't bring them into it. And so that always makes my heart feel good.
Yeah, you're creating a healthy and trusting team. And that's so important in the workplace because not every employer does that, especially large chains.
Yeah.
It's all corporate.
It's a different focus.
Yeah.
I mean, we're with having one site that I'm on premise, then it makes a difference.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does. It's huge
family.
Difference.
It's
yeah.
all family.
It's family. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Which I love that. And you said that to me multiple mm-hmm. times before. It's my family.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And
you know, I care that. About
these are my kids.
I know. And you have high expectations, yep. and you have to manage when people yeah. don't meet them. But you know, I think by and large, most people, you know, you can tell when you walk into a place and people are happy to be there or not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if they're efficient and good at their job, which I've had a similar experience in a restaurant where I could tell that server wanted to be anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
And they got me everything I needed. I didn't wait. I had no problems, but you just felt it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it really diminished the experience. And I think about that a lot. Yeah. So I try and make sure that to the best that we can, our team is happy to be there, and it shows that they're mm-hmm. happy.
Yeah, I love absolutely. It. I think it, I mean, I've never had a bad experience.
So nope, me neither.
No. Wolf Creek.
I know. We're human, so the it last happens time occasionally, I was there, but we try and make sure and bend over backwards to fix yeah. it when it does.
Mm-hmm.
No, the last time I was there, I had an awesome server.
Yeah, we have some really great ones.
Keep the rest of my gift card.
In the article, they also talk about enhancing diversity. So we have a lot of new products and services mm-hmm. that are available to the community. I think yeah. we have a ton of event spaces now, yeah. like Heart Maine. We have amazing breweries up here. Mm-hmm. Tons of restaurant options. Mm-hmm. We have MB2 opened up, which,
yeah.
Like, we did our staff party there in January. It was really fun.
That place is fantastic. Yeah, we had a good time. I was so pleasantly surprised because I was like, what are they going to fit into that space? And they just maximized the heck out of it.
They really did.
So cool. They kept some of the old favorites, and mm-hmm. the video games are great, and they're adding all the VR stuff. So I think it's just, it's nice that we have options.
Yeah.
Which
we did the axe throwing.
That was fun.
We did the golf carting. Me and the girls downstairs, we went to a business mixer with the chamber there, and it was so much fun. So much fun. And I did Dance Dance Revolution. Oh, man. Oh, it was the best time.
I haven't played that game in 10 years.
Yeah. It was so much fun. I want to go back.
Okay. We should tell John to do it.
I know.
A staff party there.
Yeah, it's a great place for a staff party.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. I'm down.
Good bonding.
John, if you're listening, take notes.
Just send him the, like, highlight reel.
Yeah, check this out.
Party. What? Party. That's, what? That's the only part of the episode you want me to listen to? Yeah.
That's it. Yes. That's it.
Small businesses can help strengthen local networks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the, I think, what was the example in the article is a local garden shop can tell you which types of tomatoes to grow in your climate. So I think that's really interesting because it's like, of course, you know, if you have somebody that lives here, they're going to be able to give you the best information.
Best advice, yeah.
And it's so funny because I forget where it was that I went. It was a few years ago. But my husband is obsessed with trying Bloody Marys everywhere.
I can appreciate that.
And so he's like, wherever we go, if it's for brunch or breakfast, mm-hmm. he's like, I want to try their Bloody Mary. And so Egg Plantation is his favorite, for obvious.
They do a nice
they
job.
Do an amazing one.
Yeah.
And so we went someplace, and I forget where it was, but he was like, the server came back and was like, did you want to order another one? And he was like, no, I'm good. I think I'll just, you know, like, I'll have a beer or something. And she was like, do you know who has really good Bloody Marys? Because she knew, like, he wasn't, his mind wasn't blown. And he was like, where? And she, like, gave him, like, oh, here, let me show you. And she just started showing him, and it was like,
love that.
That was really cool. I mean, she didn't take it personally. Like, mm-hmm. there was no, like, oh, you don't like your Bloody Mary?
Right.
You know, it was like, you know, it was really good. And I just thought, she's like, oh, I live here, and, like, I've been to these two places, and if you don't mind a little bit of a drive, you know, Canyon Country.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wow, that's really, really nice.
Yeah, no, it totally is. That's my favorite thing to do. I mean, I overshare everything, so if somebody asks a simple question, I'm like, here's 5 billion things to answer it. But I specifically, I'm from Canyon Country, so if I can give anybody, like, referrals to that side of town, I'm like, please go try Tiny Submarines. Please. Okay. It's so good. And some people are like, yeah, no, I loved it. And then, I mean, other people are like, I don't ever want to go to that side of town. So
some people are funny. I'm that way about Canyon Country. I'm like, oh, Canyon Country. Okay.
I know. I mean, I grew up there. I love it to death. But now the, like, 30-minute trek back over to my parents' house, I'm like, do I have to come for dinner tonight?
That's because traffic and everything is just
it really tripled
in the last 10 years.
Yes. Yep.
Absolutely.
This is crazy.
Canyon Country's far.
It is. Well, I mean, especially Sand Canyon. That's where my parents live. And I'm like, you have to live at the farthest end of Canyon Country? Couldn't you be like right next to Saugus Speedway where it changes?
Like at the zip codes?
Yeah, exactly.
Right at the line.
I'm like, you're 91387.
And the other thing that we're always focused on is environmental sustainability. So I think it's great if we don't have to go on the freeway.
Yeah.
100%.
You can just drive down the street or walk someplace like I do.
And my favorite thing about a lot of our local restaurants and businesses, too, is that they focus on environmental sustainability as well. Like a lot of places are doing more eco-friendly options with their packaging and cups. And the farmer's market does a great job with it. It's like so little waste. It's awesome.
Like the way you can pick up stuff. Like with with
Wolf Creek. I think ours, I mean, part of it is mandated by the state and the county.
Yeah.
But that being said, what we did was look for better packaging, especially during the pandemic when everything was to go. I mean, it was challenging because supply chain issues. You find one you like and then it's not available. Our most of our containers are reusable, so nobody has to buy Tupperware anymore because you can just wash those and reuse them, which I think is really nice.
I love
that's my favorite.
And something that you guys did was the drive-up option, which was a lifesaver.
Yes.
Oh my
gosh.
That
was,
I loved
that was my
it was
team
the best.
Oh my gosh. Great, and they really were able to pivot and figure out because you know the rules changed
often.
And so
daily
we had
almost.
To. It was really hard. But we had kind of explored that option pre-COVID, but we didn't think it was very pretty behind the restaurant. Hmm. But then when that hit, we got very lucky on a couple of fronts. One, we had put online ordering in place about 6 months prior, and we were effectively begging people to use online ordering, and nobody wanted to do it because they like to come in, they like to talk to our staff, sit and have a beer. And so we couldn't get much traction on our online ordering at all. And then, but our staff knew how to use it. It was up, it was ready. And so when that hit and nobody wanted to talk to anybody, we threw that backside out, put a couple tables out back. So nobody had to get out of their car. Yeah. They didn't have to touch anyone. We could put it in a trunk. We could do whatever. Mm-hmm. Their comfort level was, and it was genius. That was my staff that thought of that. That was not me.
That's so awesome.
And they really, it really made a difference and made it easy for people to support us during that. And we still have it available.
Mm-hmm.
And if you order on, and now pre-COVID, our takeout business was about 20% of our business.
Wow.
Post-COVID, we still do 35% is where we're at now.
That's awesome.
Wow. Does that include like phone orders too? Do you consider
that
online?
Is takeout. Okay. Doesn't include catering, which we do a lot of catering, and we've just done a big remodel in the side of our space that used to be the banquet room.
Yeah.
And that is our new catering. All the takeout is actually staged over on that side. So we have a separate entrance now for people who do walk in. And it's freed up more space on the restaurant side. Yeah. And we've added some more high bar table seating for that. And it's a little bit more open. And then we basically duplicated our kitchen line, so we have the ability to do more and more. We're creating some new like corporate lunch packages, things like that, to target that for our catering as well.
That is so cool.
That's so cool.
Thank
you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we have my kitchen is now manned by Chef Martine. I have Beth, who's my catering manager, and our general manager, Evelyn, came through when we ran the corporate cafe at Scorpion. And she came over when that closed during COVID. And so she has a huge amount of knowledge and experience doing this kind of stuff. Yeah. So together, they're a great team.
That's awesome. No worries.
That's awesome.
I didn't realize you guys did the corporate cafe at Scorpion.
Yeah. We did.
I had a couple friends that worked there, and they were like, the food here's so good. And I didn't realize it was Wolf Creek.
Because
that makes
Wolf
so
Creek.
Much sense.
Yeah.
It's Wolf Creek.
Yeah, we loved doing that. And it just, they don't have very many people working there anymore. So they're not doing it. And then everyone's working from home. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that we really like about having local businesses is for everybody, it just increases real estate values.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes your home worth more.
Yeah. It does.
A successful economy is great for the real estate market, which is great for our investors and our homeowners, which Lena is one of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So besides being one of our favorite places to get food, especially the Olive Tapenade, she's also a California Leasing client.
Yes, I sure am. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, segue into thank you for being a client.
Thank you guys. You've made it really easy for me.
Aww,
I'm glad that's awesome.
We love that feedback, in all honesty.
Yeah.
We always wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it was a bit daunting. And so, I was dealing with a lot of change during that. So, basically, you know, having this big house that was more than I could handle. I wasn't ready to sell my house yet after my husband died. I had an opportunity to move basically next door into a small house with like a guest house with family. But you guys made it very easy. And I think what I was doing may have been a little unique for you, what I wanted to do initially. But you rolled with it and made it work. And it's been, I think, pretty good for everyone.
Ideal, in all honesty. I love when your house rents. It's always such a fun experience to go in there and take pictures again and to see it. And it's always, I love that house.
I love the vendors that go to clean it. They go, oh, my gosh, I want to stay in this house. I want to be here for a weekend.
Me too.
They always text me about the house.
I think what's great, though, is that the client need then helped us create something for other clients who have the same need.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, we get a lot of our ideas and inspiration from what the people we work with need from us.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And it's so great to be a small local business that doesn't report to a big corporate office because we can pivot. And John and Danny can make those decisions without having to wait for somebody, you know, 10 levels up in the supply chain to tell us.
That makes a difference.
Nope, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can help our clients make sure that their transitions are easier and make sure that their lives aren't completely and totally stressful when you're dealing with so many things.
Well, and in fact, the reason that I came to the idea of doing it was because I had a similar situation where we had some major water damage and I had to be out of my house for 8 weeks. And there was nowhere locally that made sense, and it was of course in the midst of the pandemic, so but I was able to go away to Oxnard and lived there for 6 weeks, so that was not the worst possible thing. But if I had had small children in school or my business was open, because one of them was completely shut down at that time, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And so I felt like there was a need, and I talked to a lot of people and a couple of like realtors in town, and they referred me to you guys. So you guys have a good reputation because they said California Leasing's where you want to go. They do a great job. And yes, we think there's definitely a market for this. There are people that need this. So I talked to a lot of people before I decided to do it, and it did seem like there was a market for it and was needed, and that you guys would be the ones that should be handling it. And I have been very, very happy.
Yay.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I've told that story to tenants moving in. I go, the reason this is where her heart is.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, that means so much, because we've had a couple tenants who have who have had major damage to their house, and they have 8 weeks of time frame, but they don't want to stay in a hotel, so the insurance covers this and that, but then they get to live in a beautiful house. Mm-hmm. And have,
almost makes it too hard to go back home.
They don't want to leave. They're like, oh, my house is going to be ready great. And it's like, well, don't you want to go home? But no, they genuinely love the story behind it. They love that they're helping support, you know, a local business owner. And I don't give them too much detail, but I'm like, hey, you know, she owns Wolf Creek. She says, this is where her heart is, kind of a thing. And they go, oh, we'll go to the restaurant tonight. I'm like, cool, go say hi.
Here's your gift card.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that story is speaks to me, and I love that about you. Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah, it's worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really has.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it's kind of like a little staycation for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend who had massive water damage at a house, and he ended up staying at the Embassy Suites, and he was
terrible.
Miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Miserable. It was like 12 weeks of like
Well, that was hotel. What initially the insurance company was like, well, we'll put you up in a hotel and we'll board your dogs. I'm like, no.
I don't want my dogs to be boarded.
I mean, my
ever.
Husband had literally just passed away.
Oh, gosh, no.
And
two babies.
And I'm like, and my kids are home, and it was just a very just a crazy, crazy time.
Yeah.
So the opportunity to go and stay in a home.
Yeah.
And we were by the ocean, which was beautiful, was very healing for it. Ended up being a very healing experience.
Totally.
And so after living through that, I really felt like, okay, I think this is what I want to do.
Yeah. Things work out the way they're supposed to.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fortunately for all of us.
And because of your story, you've referred clients to us.
Yes.
And because of your experience with us, I just go talk to Lena about her experience. Because if people are on the fence, they're like, I don't know. I go, listen, give Lena a call. Ask her the questions about her experience with us, and then give me a call. Yeah. And they usually call me back, and they go, yeah, we're good. We'll sign up. We'll find. Danielle was being the last one.
Yeah.
She was kind of back and forth with
it. Well, she had talked to someone else first, mm-hmm. and I said, talk to these guys.
Yeah.
I have no idea who the other person was, but I'm like, these guys have been great for me, and mm-hmm. I just,
And so far, their experience has been great. So
good.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Very happy about that one.
Fantastic.
It's been good times.
Love it. Well, as we move towards the end, we have some questions.
Okay.
We like to get to know our guests a little bit better. So obviously, we've talked a lot about you being the owner of Wolf Creek Restaurant. Who wants to kick it off with a question?
I'll start. did you always want to be in the restaurant business? I know you guys started with the brewery, obviously, but did you?
No, we started with the restaurant. The brewery was in the restaurant initially. But no, I wanted to be an actress. That was what I wanted
exciting.
To do.
Oh, exciting.
And I went to school. I came down to go to UCLA, and I started as a theater major at UCLA, and I hated it. It was just too daunting for me. I switched to mass communications. And then thought, okay, I want to work in television, kind of doing reporting, communications, and worked my way through school as a server.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the thing that I liked most about it is in the space of an hour, you can turn someone's day around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, it's an instant gratification job. If you do your job right, you can really turn someone's day around. And I love that. I love people. I like working with people and talking to people. So when I met my husband working at a restaurant together, he was my manager at the Cheesecake Factory. That was where we got most of our experience.
Love that.
I tried working a different job in the TV industry, and it was just really, really hard. He would work till 3 a.m. I would work, 9 to 6.
Yeah.
And I missed the energy of it. And so then we decided to do this together. And he had done home brewing at the time. And we almost moved to Colorado. He was offered a job by a brewery in Colorado, a brew pub there.
Oh, God,
and we loved
that.
Santa Clarita and felt that it was under-restauranted at the time. I mean, this was 97. And with only chains were out here. I mean, that was the mall had just kind of opened and all of that. And we were living on the west side where everything was small, independently owned. And thought, okay, let's take a chance. And New Holland Land and Farming took a chance on us.
That's amazing.
To get open there. So,
That is beautiful. I really love that.
So cool.
I know, it really is, in all honesty, and I didn't know that part about you, so that's really cool to hear. You would have made a good actress as well, though.
Well, thank you.
You've got the name for it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's cool. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You kind of talked about your journey becoming an entrepreneur at SUV, which is awesome. What's the most important thing you can tell a future entrepreneur? Something that maybe some advice or, doesn't have to be anything crazy.
But. No, I mean, I think you have to be prepared to live this 100% for some period of time.
Totally.
And be willing to take the call when you're gone. You know, like it's not, you don't get to clock out really ever. But if you're lucky like me and have a really great team of people working for you, you can ultimately take a step back and have some flexibility and take. But if you're going to do your own business, the restaurant business, the challenge is that it's open 7 days a week, and I guess kind of like for you guys too, you could have a problem anytime.
Yeah.
So it's being aware of that, and then I'm always someone who looks big picture down the road. I mean, not just for short-term success.
Yeah.
It's just something, that you want to be doing it for a while.
Mm. Totally.
Yeah, we can relate to always being on.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard, and you know, often it's something that you can solve really quickly, but you can't really be like, no, I'm not dealing with this.
No, exactly.
No.
Yeah.
You can't. No. Exactly.
Yeah, that's for sure. Cool. Definitely. My question, what's your favorite dish on the menu?
Oh, God. I say that's like asking who your favorite child is. And my answer to that is it depends on the day, right? my go-to items are the pesto salmon because it's healthy and delicious. Because I obviously, some of my favorite things I couldn't eat every day or I'd be very large. So the pesto salmon, I do the quinoa bowl a lot. I try to eat the healthier stuff. Interestingly, the pesto salmon is one of the items that we're featuring for SCV Restaurant Week. I know you guys were interested in that.
Yes.
So what we did was a three-course kind of meal, tasting meal, and did the salmon, the pesto salmon, a small portion of our short ribs, which are not currently on our menu, but we do for catering, and they're phenomenal.
Those are so good.
And then a citrus marinated chicken with an avocado cucumber salsa.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
And then you can start with a cup of soup, one of our small salads, or like one toast roll, two pieces, a small portion of our toast roll, which is our most popular item on our menu.
Yeah.
Oof. And then we did a little tasting dessert. So three little like our bites, a catering size dessert. So we do that.
Wow.
That's
for this week.
Good.
And it's gotten great feedback. And I think Restaurant Week is a really fun thing. And people are really seem to be enjoying it.
I think it's fantastic. Restaurant Week goes through the end of this week. So
through Friday.
Friday. So tomorrow. So I'll get this up ASAP and then you have to go eat.
Yeah. I know where I'm going to lunch.
Yeah, no, I know, right?
I was just talking about this food. I'm like,
we're doing it lunch and dinner.
We're almost done. We're almost done. Then we can go eat. Any other questions for our guests before we call it?
I had one more. You and I connected. I connected with Scott before, but you and I connected about the move-in bags that Ellie and I were doing.
Right.
For
before I was a client.
Before you were a client. And we had approached Wolf Creek and said, you know, we want to kind of help build your name and build up the community. And we want to bring people that are from out of town, wherever they are, and bring them into the restaurant. And so we started, you know, it's a $20 dinner lunch voucher and a free dessert card. Mm-hmm. Gets them in the door. Owners get a gift card to the restaurant as well, local owners.
Yeah.
And as kind of like a thank you for being a client with us. Have you seen, I guess, with us since we started that, have you seen new residents, owners?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, not too many of them actually will flag me down and say hi, but I see the gift certificates come in.
Love it.
That's awesome.
And so we definitely are getting it, and I think, you know, people seem to like it. So I think that's great. And for us, that is exactly what I'm talking about, about getting someone in the door one time who's new and hasn't tried us.
Yeah.
And then if we do our job right, they will come back.
Yes, totally. I know. I love giving out the beer tokens. People get so excited over it. They're like, oh, my God, free beer?
That's, like, the coolest thing.
They
go.
Poker chip.
Like, wait, I know. And I wanted to keep one, so I have one in my purse that I just refused to zero it out. Because it's a cool little poker chip. Yeah. It's so cute.
Rob would approve.
I know. Yeah. It's so cute. Yeah. I love it.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, we've covered a lot today, and we're so excited. Thank you, Lena, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
It's been a lot of fun.
Good.
Final words of wisdom, Cody, Ellie, anything you want to throw out there?
Final words of wisdom. Make sure to support your community. Building relationships 100%. Within your community will build your life, really. I mean, life is all about building community and relationships and foster those relationships.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Make sure you take care of the people you love.
100%. I was going to say that, too. just spread love. Spread love. Continue to spread love, everyone. Support your local businesses. Go get lunch and dinner at Wolf Creek today or tomorrow or whenever you want. Mm-hmm. And say hi to Lena when you're there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Definitely say hi. Awesome. Well, thanks so much to everybody for listening to this week's episode. We are Somehow We Manage. We're not sure, but somehow we do. We'll see you next time. Everybody,
bye, everybody.
Have a great week.
See ya.
Goodbye. Right,
bye-bye.